Kindergarten daf Masechtas Avodah Zarah daf Zayin. Begin them. How we can tell them out? Because the Gemara Remeo Emi says Noisin Loi Demed Samrei. He gives him the value of his wool. Says Taisus Tamer. It's a difficulty. It's a wonder because Kash Remeo Remeo. Have a contradiction with Remeo hold. The Hacham Remeo here Remeo is saying as we quoted just now. Noisin Loi Demed Samrei. We give him the value of his wool. Amashin Ekainet. As Rashi explains that because he acquires it with the deviation that he deviated. Someone steals a pregnant cow and he gives birth. Rachel Tunimagaz is a sheep that's full with wool and he shears the wool. He has to pay for the animal with the shearing's wool and the fetus that's born. Obviously, even though it goes through a change, that doesn't help him acquire it. Rashi says, no, the Shani also, there's different because there's the Knasa with the Kondash Remeir. It's a penalty that Remeir penalizes over there. It could be Shasam, like the Gemara explains with the Mishnah Abed Yisru, because there he did a prohibition. In contrast, over here, it was a mistake. The Gemara, and therefore he penalized him that the Shinish should not be Kaina. And also, the Gemara Hanizakin getting up in the Gimel and Beis. Manasach. So make someone else's produce richly impure and mixed with Truma or does some type of Nisuch. Kondash may penalize the Shaygot Amazit when it's an error because of deliberate. That's because the Mazika B'Yadayim, because he's actively damaging it. It doesn't really apply to penalize him. His intention was for the favor of the owner, of the customer. He thought that's what he was supposed to do, but he made a mistake. And then it's we can say, we have a contract with Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, because Hassam and Rabbi Yehuda, their Rabbi Yehuda says, Gizeh Lechazer's by now. The stolen item is given back as it is. The guy gets to keep the sharing the wool and the babies that were born, he just gives back the animals it is. Obviously, he holds Shina is kind of. And yet here he says, Yodel Tachdin has the lower hand, Amashina Loikani, that not like Remeir, so he holds it does not acquire. So Vayimer Ben Tam, he says, the husband is Skaven who liknes. There his intention is to acquire. So, he's with the Yish, he's going to be kind of. Here, he was a mistake. Well, this guy, like this, didn't have intention to acquire anything. He did. He thought he was doing even the right thing. So therefore, that's why he's not going to be kind. He's going to be yodal tachtoina. Then it says, "Mat begins the gemara b'shita." It's obvious. The machlik is vach kachstam. What do you have to tell me? It's when you have a machlik is an anonymous mishnah saying like one of them. It's a wonder. Why do we have to answer mishnah stam because of an anonymous subsequent anonymous mishnah? Malavachi paskinan. Anyway, we rule in Perek Mishnah Tzira Eben Dav Membav and Beis that when you have a machlik, you may be Yehuda. Halacha is Rabbi Yehuda. So, anyways, we know like Rabbi Yehuda. I be imishem deka meroy hasam the pligi, and if it's because we have a ram over there that disagree on this principle, v'les l'hach klala. And they don't hold this rule, Lagabe Halacha Gistam Mishnah. They don't hold this rule, so it says, Lagabe Halacha Gistam Mishnah, Nami Pligamaroi. There's a Machlik Zerma on that principle also. And Bathilba Machlik Zvachachstam, and even when there's Machlik Zerma, and then you have anonymous Mishnah, but that Nami command the Polygol come on, there is someone who disagrees later on, Save Pigan, Chafav Manav, Kebeskiris Batim, by the rental of the home, is the pligrim may Rabbi Yisi, Pasik Rabbi Yehuda, Amish Mol, Alacha Rabbi Yisi, Avagav the Basa, Achi, Sasim Kremay, even though subsequently it's anonymous like Remeir. So then again, so what's better of this principle than the principle of we always know we go like Rabbi Yehuda versus Remeir? So Kachner Lefash says the different appears to explain, the Lamakoich Stam Boil Mifshit. We're not really coming to answer because of a subsequent anonymous Mishnah, Lava Alacha Kistam. Lachi Parach, what the question was, Machlik Vachistam, who And therefore, Vilman the less halachic istam, even the one who does not hold like that you rule like the halachas like the stam, makamokim chashav kerjav legabe yochid. At least it means that's the multitudes. It's not a das yachid, and therefore, for that reason, we should rule like that teaching. So even if you're right, even if you don't hold of Rabbi Yehuda versus Rabbi Meir, and you don't hold even like machlekes vachas stam, still we should rule like the rabbim in contrast to the yachid. Hachgirsin, and this is the girsim from the Tani La ki hilchasa besikta. Because we say it by the halacha pesukas, kalim. In other words, the ketani, because the we learned, and the words are kalim ashana. Whoever deviates, like whoever who lashon halacha pesukas, that's like a set halacha, like as if that's exactly how the halacha is. And v'lo gesinan gabe kamesha pirsha kundris, but not like the way the Rashi explains, because he says because it's together with all these halacha pesukas. Because actually there's an opinion with it that says so the fact that it's near Kalachizabai, you say the Halacha Kal Mashanway, that definitely should not tell us that the Halacha should follow like that. Next is Matthew begins the Mach, Hanira Shatamadi Mala Erev. So Pirsh Ri, he says Hanira differently than Rashi. Hanira Beinecha, does it appear appropriate in your eyes? Shatuch Alamadi Mala Erev, that you'll be able to be here this evening after Shabbos. Next says Mata begins Gemara Nishal Chacham Betimei. If someone asks a sage and he says it's impure, Leishal Chacham Itar, shouldn't ask another sage to go ahead and make it pure to say that that's the psak. So it says Betimei can say it takes after the second look and says wait, Bechil Leishal Chachamim. Shouldn't you ask all the sages to be doing zem zeh and let them, you know, discuss one with the other? Uli Yishub Ben Devar, maybe he'll retract him his words. Like, what's wrong with this? V'yashlam Tzidki says, though the ena aser ela l'shoyel, it's only problematic for the one who's asking, or lishol, to ask, im l'yidiyaloi, unless you don't let him know the kvar sha'alti l'plein. I already asked that other chacham. V'asalei, and he made it forbidden for me. Avalam amalei kvar sha'alti plein chacham. But if he says, I already asked that sage, then mutter, you're allowed to ask another chacham. And then let them, you know, discuss it and figure it out together. But of course, the sage himself should be careful not to have admitted once the other sage said it's forbidden. Like the if one sage already made it forbidden, the other sage cannot permit it. Unless he could have him go back, against your Torah b'dvar mishnah, like he made a mistake in the explicit mishnah, fill it b'shigul adas, or even something that's, you know, common logic. And the sugi is kiidoch, because it really goes like the other opinion, and that's why, you know, then he could disagree. The bar min perikam, this is an edge, and that we say in the first perikam, so what's done is done. And then the judge will have to pay, or the sage will have to pay from his own pocket. And nasan nasan biyad, if he went and actually took it out from the innocent party's pocket with his hand. And Badavka Asar, now moreover, says specifically the first one said it's forbidden in Chaveir Shalahata, the next one cannot permit it. Abom Hitter Chaveir, but if he permitted Rishoy Lesser or Chaveir Rishoy Lesser, then he could come along and say it's forbidden. Vadamin Mishamim Paragraph, but as the Milo. That Rabbi Simon Shari, he said it's permitted. Rabbi Ami Asar said it's forbidden. And Ikbid Rabbi Simon was bothered by them. And Meloichain Tani, don't we say Anish Lachacham Behitter, that he asked his sage to permit Leishal Lachacham. You shouldn't ask another sage Shemi Yas, or maybe he's going to say it's forbidden. Amma sounds like Mashma de Hitter. Sounds like that if the first one permits, Ein Chaveir Rishol Aser, the other one's not allowed to say it's forbidden. So it says it's Nahach Ber Shasam. Amai Ikbid Reb Simon. The Gemara was asking, why was he particular? Look in Tani claim, in other words, Balei Einoi Shon B'Shem Makam. But that's never said anywhere, Hanish Lachach B'Chulu. Because the Loi Asach Chachamei Lahata Acha Aser. It was only forbidden to permit after when someone said it's forbidden. Masi, that's the Gemara comes out of them. Rabbi Yudan, you're right. Lehepachai was the opposite. Shol Rabbi Ami and Aser. Then Rabbi Simon the Shor and he permitted. The Ikbir Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Ami was particular. Kahadu the Tana like this. Rabbi Lin, Nishlochachma Aser. When someone already said it's forbidden, Nishlochachma Achashem Yater. Don't ask another one because maybe he's going to be permitted. What I mean, Perkei Lina Elitrevis Gemara Chulin Daf Mem Tesa Manav Gabe Mechta the Shtakra Besempun the Rabba the Kavda. There's a needle that's found inside one of the parts of the liver. So Hunamar Bered the Ravidi Tarf, he said it's trefa, it's not kosher. Rabadi Bar Yumi Machsher, he said it is kosher. How's that possible? So Hashem Shneimoy Bebeis Emedjik Shnisha Shaila. They do both Beis Emedjik when the Shaila was asked. So it wasn't like going from one to the next. The first one to speak said it was awesome, but the second one to speak was permitted. That's okay. And then he says Mata begins Gemara Bishol Teira Halachacha Machmer. When it's regarding biblical law, and they have the disagreement, then you go after the most stringent opinion. So Rashi Hayipaisik. Rashi ruled Bchol Ika the Army Shabbat Talmud. Whenever there would be two versions in the Gemara, Bishol Torah, when there's biblical law, halacha achach machmer, you go after the stringent, Bishol Seif, halacha achach achren, when it's rabbinic, you go after the last one. But Rav Pirish, he explains, the chalikah de ami, anytime you have a second version, like Abi Lashon Rishon, when it's in regards to the first version, ketafel le'ikr, like a secondary to the primary, and therefore, halacha kalishmekan, halacha is like the first version. Rabbi Intam Pirish, he explained, but the reis lechumra, Rabban lekulam, this that we say that biblical, you go stringent, rabbinic leniency, kari b'shub ben karcha. The Hachalik Rabbi Shimon Karach over here, but Rabbi Shimshon Mefarish, he explained the B'chol Mokum Shishl is Bar Kechad Minayu. Anytime you can verify like one of them, Meshita Zatalmud from the sugya of the Gemara, Basri Azlin, that you go after that one. And it says Master that begins the Gemara, B'kum Shachaz Ben. All of them that back out, you don't accept them forever. Says Rabbi Yehuda, it says depends if it's Matmonius or Befahesi. So Pesha Kondrasi explains who's this Kulan that we're going on. Gazlan V'Ami Aretz Kai. It's going on the ignoramuses and the robbers. So it says, "V'kash is difficult." That's it. Ignorant person can never repent, can never do tshuva, and to be accepted back in. The word "forever" sounds like shekvar kibloi some pamacheres that oh, once they did, and now no more anymore. And according to Rashi, you don't have that. Another difficulty is the Bukhairis, Perkat Kama and the Flamalam and Bey is Tanya, we learned the Bryce, I'm Arch, a Kibble of Debbie Chabeiris. The ignorant person accepted upon himself the words of being like a trusted person in Halacha, but Nechshel Ladova Echad, and he suspected for one thing. Nechshel Chatar Kula, he suspected for the entire Torah, that's the Rebbe Meir. It's a matchup that sounds like calling Nechshel, but if he's not suspected, Mekaman, that you do accept. Not like the way Rashi explained the Arasogya. For Kachner Lefaris, therefore, it appears to explain that Amir Oretz, talking about the ignoramus is hachashud nala meisus or shvius, that they're suspect regarding the laws of tithing and of shmita. A kvar kibble in the bechaveris, and they already accepted the words of being trusted about the chazalusruan, and now they went back to their bad ways. But nechelku, and now that's what they're disagreeing about, they may kibble oyed if they can accept him back again or not. Besides the demai, and the second parak misanya is taught bahadi ahi va'ama oretz shkibul of the bechaveris. That he accepts upon himself the words of being a chaver, a tamachach, a machach, a perushai. This is the interpretation. But kulin shekibul in debri chaveris, all of them that accepted the words of chaveris, of being a chaver, v'chazal sun, they go back to the old ways, emakam nar salamas, you don't accept them forever debri mei, v'chamayim, they say, oh, well, depends. Chazal ben ma'ini is perish, like we have over here, Rabbi Yehuda, perish chazal suran, what does it mean that they were chazal ben ma'ini is? Perish chazal suran beseser. They went back to their bad ways clandestinely, hidden. But for Hesi, no, but in public, they're still like how they always, you know, were trusted. So emakam lais, and then you don't accept them. Lefishim gain from dasabris because they're being deceptive. Avol mechazal l'surim b'vahesia, but if they went back to the bad ways in public, that is shein gain from dasabris. They're not being deceptive. As mekam lais, and then you could accept them back. The badim yaseh tshuva, because we could assume if they do repentance, yikaymur, they'll fulfill it. That's one version. Ikadami, another version says the Gemara. It's also the brim of matmoni is pirush. If they really did, in their words of being a chaver, even in the hidden, then we accept him. Since they were so strong in their repentance, that even in private they were keeping it. So we're not going to reject them if they go back and they stumble. But if they were only doing their trustworthiness in public, they makam lais, and we don't accept them. Kishem b'seis or yos naberes. Maybe all along they were always doing sins. While yimat naberes, and they were just misleading people. We never know that they did it in private. So then, they're probably not so committed, and therefore we don't accept them.